By grace are you saved, through faith, not of works. It's a gift of God, lest any man should boast. And what happened the moment you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? It says, and we were raised up together, and he made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In other words, we became members of the body of Christ. We became citizens of the kingdom of God. We who were once dead are now alive as a result of what Jesus did, and what he's expecting us to do is live as children of righteousness and not continue to operate as children of the adversary, because we have been made alive to righteousness. We have been made alive. We're no longer bound to death. We have been made alive. In fact, it says this in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, because many people says, well, I'm under grace, and grace allows me, grace covers everything. Nope, it does not. How do you know? Because the word of God says this. Romans chapter 5, verse number 1 says this. Glory to God. And this is Romans chapter 6, verse 1 says this. This is where we're going to begin to wrap it up. It says, what shall we say? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Isn't that how we started all this out? Isn't that how this whole message began? How this whole conversation, so setting the record straight, Jesus said, you died to sin, and now you should live unto righteousness. And that's what we're talking about, the righteous living. You're no longer living according to the old dictates of your flesh, but you're now living according to the word of God. It says this in Romans chapter 6, verse 6, it says this. It says, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin, for he who has died has been freed from sin. If you are in Christ Jesus, remember, old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new.